Because see, that was before we had tractors, and it might be in November. The peanuts was picked not August, and the 1st of September, but it might be November before you could get in one to pick your peanuts. There will, in every community, there might be one peanut picker.
Was so that machine? Was the peanut picker a machine?
Yes, and that was to keep the rains from rotting them.
Well, what do you call, have you ever seen did you ever cover the peanuts over?
No.
You just left them out there?
Yeah. Well, the rain wouldn't hurt it.
And you've never seen a covered haystack then?
No, we didn't do that in this area. Not to my knowledge.
And what did you call it when you first cut the hay and you sort of rake it?
Bales.
Right, but before you bale it?
Piles.
You rake it?
Piles.
And do the small piles have a name other than just piles?
Well, just a little pile and a big pile.
And
well, you would just go down and rake them in a row, but we wouldn't say rake it in a row. You raked it in piles. Go out there and rake that hay so it can be baled.
And where did you say you kept the cows?
In the pasture.
But what's the place you might keep them?
A cow pen.
And if it was a shelter?
It's still a cow pen.
Even if it's a shelter?
Yes,
And where did you say you kept horses?
In the barn.
And the fenced in area where you keep the cows overnight before you milk them?
That's still called a cow pen.
And
I've never heard it called in. Are you trying to get the word stall?
Oh, no, that's fine.
Where the mule stayed was called a mule stall.
Now, what was it like?
Well, it was where the mules and horses would stay in the same places. But out there in the, go out there in the stall, Daddy would say, go out there in the hall and go out there in the stall and hitch up the mules. Well, you knew the stall was, usually a stall was fixed out just out the barn. There would be a gate, and then there would be a fenced-in area here for the mules to stay in, out in the sun.
Was it open? The stall wasn't covered?
They would come out of the barn into the stall. Now, every farmer didn't have a stall.
So that's sort of like the place fenced in right around the barn.
So like a cow pen. See, it would be fenced in, and they could come out in the hot summertime and get them some sunshine, you know, not be in the hot barn.
See,
because of our extreme heat, I'm sure it's the way that got started. But that was called the stall.
That's very interesting. That is. I didn't know that.
But we have a stall inside of our barn at home.
Well, where did you say you kept the hogs and pigs?
In the hog pen.
And does that have a shelter?
Well, yes, it would have a shelter, and just like we have here in front of the house. There's a pig pen here with a shelter, and then there's a fenced in, you know, with web wire fence around it, that they go out and get the water and run around and get some sunshine. Because if they stayed in this place that you have a cover over in the summertime, the heat would kill them. They have to be out here in this area.
So they can get out and cool off. Well, what did people, before they had refrigeration, they used to keep their milk and butter. Where did they keep that?
Before refrigeration? Well, there was two places. We had an ice, we still call it refrigerator or an ice box. And when we went to town on Saturday, we'd get 50 pounds of ice and put it in the top of that, and it would keep till Monday. See, then we'd chop off of it, you know, go in our tea. And then the ice man would run every other day or every third day.
That's very
deliver some ice. And then the people that had open wells, now my grandparents, Grandma, when she milked every morning, she would always put the buttermilk down in the well in a milk can that Grandpa had gotten from my dad.